Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to the Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to fall asleep to, coming at you from Scranton, Pennsylvania, the Electric City. Tonight we are talking about Season 3, Episode 2, The Convention. This was directed by Ken Whittingham, and written by Gene Stupinski, Lee Eisenberg. Aired September 28th, 2006. So Stupinski and Eisenberg, that's a combo that I think we're going to start to see a lot more of. I believe there was an episode in Season 2 where we had them, at least them individually. It's an interesting one. And this one, of course, we're going to be headed out of the office for most of the episode. And you know, I think we reiterated on the last episode what it's all about, what the podcast is all about, making sure people sleep. And I also like to always give a reminder about your sleep timer. So I hope your sleep timers are set. You know, I generally find, for me, I'm setting mine for 24 minutes. I've actually gotten a habit now of sleeping. I had slept to sleep podcasts definitely while I was traveling, but I've now found myself to do it almost every single night that I'm going to sleep. And I just use one AirPod as I'm going to sleep, and I'll switch them through the night. And I find that my AirPods are dying way faster than ever because they're basically, you know, have to charge completely full again each day. But that's neither here nor there. What I really want, Bose makes these headphones that are Bluetooth that go inside of your ear for sleeping, but you can only play Bose, like, sleep white noise. You can't play things from your phone. So an almost perfect application for what I'm looking for, but not quite. Maybe I'll get them. I don't know. Anyway, tonight we're going to get into the convention, and here we go. So we start off with Pam at the front desk, and Michael says, "Look, did you see Oprah yesterday? He looks like he's in a great mood. And he said he's going to be a father." Pam looks shocked and wants to know what Oprah was about. And this is definitely like a sign of the times, right? This was Angelina Jolie on Oprah Winfrey talking about how inspired she was by being a parent. And that inspires Michael to want to adopt a child. And Pam says, or he asks Pam to look into it. And the application alone is $1,000. Michael's already tripped up, wants to know if there's a cheaper or a less expensive baby. And the waiting list is 8 months. I don't even know if I want a baby in 8 months. And Michael says, "If in 10 years I haven't had a baby, and you haven't had a baby," she says, "no. 20 years. 30 years. Pam does a little bit of calculation and says, "Sure." And it's a deal. And we're right into it there. I don't really ever think of that cold open in terms of the gray cold open to the show. But I like that one. So now we're looking at John Krasinski's title card here, Jenna Fisher, Pam, BJ Novak, Ryan, and, oh, well, I missed the top build, obviously, Steve Carell, and then Rainn Wilson. Now we have Michael sitting casually in a polo going through a checklist with Ryan. And he has fun jeans hanging on his door in a dry cleaning bag, which are like a, I can't tell if they're pure white or if they're like a light beige. And Michael is heading to Philadelphia for the mid-market office supply convention in Philadelphia. I guess Scranton to Philly. I mean, that can't be even 2 hours, right? It's probably 2 hours. And now we have Dwight is also in the polo and says, and there's a scene with Angela on the opposite side. They're both looking at opposite walls, and she's mad that he's going. And he says, "This is for managers." She says, "I'm the ARM." It says, "Don't monkey me." Angela says, "Looks like someone took the slow train from Philly. I guess as an insult to Philadelphia." I don't think he's talking about Dwight in particular. Now we have Kelly coming over to Pam, very excited about tonight. And they are going out on a double date with Kelly. And she looks happy. She says she hasn't been on a first date in 9 years. Same girl. Same. Probably shouldn't broadcast that. Kelly says, "Look, don't sleep with him on the first date. It gives him all the power." And Michael suggests that she should wear her wedding dress to the date as a great icebreaker. Dwight has the neck pillow around his neck. Michael says, "Word of advice, unbutton the top button. Let those things breathe." And Michael wants to know if Pam has a message for Jim as they both walk out of the office, making fun of Pam even more, and Pam looking not entertained. Creed walks into the kitchen as we're sitting here with Angela and says, "Saw you handing out some shekels." And it's per diem. Meredith says, Meredith says the town smells like cheesesteaks. And Angela gets pissed off that it's a town full of history. Michael and Dwight now on the train. Michael borrowed Dwight's neck pillow, clearly. And oh, now we're in Philly. We have Josh from Stanford, the manager. We have Jim. And then we have Ryan and Michael. Not Ryan, oh my god. Dwight and Michael. The prodigal son returns. Michael says, "Your brothers are like, it's like firemen. You don't leave your brothers." Michael is shocked that Jim says, "Hey, great to see you, man." Dwight says, "Ah, did you make any sales?" "Sold 40,000. Dwight says, "That's impossible." Jim says, "I realized when I saw Dwight how stupid and petty all those pranks I pulled on him were." And then he spoke. Jim's got like a shortcut going on there. Now we're back in the office. We have Toby and Kevin. Kevin says, "Look, Pam's on the market. If I weren't engaged, I would hit that." Toby looks interested. And we jump right back to the convention. Jim says how much he missed Dwight. And Josh says to Michael, "If our branch absorbs your branch, I'm going to look for a place for you in Stanford." Michael gives a great, like, back off face to the camera, not to Josh. And then we have Jan. Michael says, "Let's set some ground rules here. The 800-pound gorilla in the room, Carol, I'm still dating her. So nothing can happen between us." She says, "Step away, Michael. Thank you for being so brave." That phrase, 800-pound gorilla or gorilla in the room, it recurs through the episode quite a bit. Something to pay attention to here. Now we have Pam reading a newspaper in the kitchen of the office, finding mild, very mild humor in the cartoons, I guess. Toby tries to wave. She doesn't even know he walks by. And now we're back in the hotel room in Philly with Dwight and Michael. And hanging a dartboard. Dwight hangs a crooked. Lots of alcohol. And Jim and Josh come in. And this is a good gif here. Ain't no party like a Scranton party. Because a Scranton party don't stop. And Jim and Josh both have their like top two buttons undone. And I think you see that happen later with Michael. And but yeah, they both have like matching white shirts on here. Michael says, "Hey, I love inside jokes. Would love to be a part of one someday." Awkward moment. Everybody says, "Oh, time to head down." Now, Dwight says, "I'll do a shot with you. Haven't had lunch yet." Hanging out in the convention, Michael says, "Look, I decorated my condo for free with all of my swag." Oh, there's Jerome Bettis, the bus from the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2006 would have been like the height of his career. I think he, when did he retire? I think he retired in 07, maybe, 08. So, this would have been a big get for the office. Michael, Dwight says, "Why do they call him the bus?" Michael says, "He's afraid to fly." Michael is now inviting the BlackBerry guy to his party in his room. Michael is pretending that his flip phone has email, and then it rang. Dwight says, "No one just called you." And Michael now comes over with Dwight and says he wants you to dig up some dirt on Josh if there's any skeletons in his attic. And now we have Toby approaching Pam at the front desk as the phone rings. Toby is extremely nervous. I think he was going to ask for dinner to go out. And says, oh, quiet moment between them. He says, "Hey, I forgot what I was going to say. So weird." And if he thinks of it, she'll be there. Swing and a miss, Toby. Dwight is now telling Michael that his buddy at the station ran a background check on Josh Porter. And he wasn't volunteering today. Michael not happy with that answer. "I don't miss conference food like this. There's a lot of extras here." Jim getting some salad with, Jim asks, "How's," because he's going to say Pam, and says, "How's Toby?" Michael says, "Toby is everything wrong. Everything wrong with the paper industry." And now, you know, they're going through the salad bar line. And this dude behind him is not having it. Michael says he basically has two girlfriends. Michael hands over a $100 bill and says he has the tip. Dwight says, "Is that your per diem?" He says, is that your per diem? "I've generated a lot of interest in my party this evening, in relation to sales." Not even close. And Jan highlights that this conference is a conference for meetings, I can't stay on top of you 24/7. And Michael gives a smile at the camera. Doesn't say that's what she said. And now we have Phyllis giving advice to Pam about dating. She says you have to order the most expensive thing. Stanley says you'll have to put out. And then Phyllis says, yeah, you'll have to put out. Now we have a shot at the hotel where a Jane Doe is asking for a key. It is Angela in sunglasses. She nervously, like, almost runs into Michael. Now we have a paper airplane throwing contest with Josh, Jim, Dwight, and Michael. And they go for it. Oh, Michael's ringtone is My Humps. Sending all your money, money, and your honey, honey. I will give him general specifics tomorrow. Josh, Dwight, and Jim. Pam says hi. Have fun on your date. Jim looks concerned. Concerned to say the least. And back at the office, Pam looks longingly at Jim's desk. This is a rough season for love. Michael, awful paper airplane attempt. And now he's insisting they continue to throw paper airplanes. They're not playing. And now Evan from Hammermill wants to talk. Michael saying, look, we have different definitions of being friends. Fooey on Jim's definition, which is moving to Scranton. In the meantime, Michael has Evan in his room as they talk about paper. Talking paper. Michael says, hey, sorry my meeting ran late. Hammermill used to be exclusive with Staples, but now Michael has a deal coming. Maybe next time you should estimate me, Jan. Jan looks shocked at that one. Jim now has Dwight's room key. And Dwight's room, old habits. And he goes in and Angela's on the bed and says, oh, Dwight got a hooker. I got a call. He wants to say Pam. He's very shocked by all that. Now we're at dinner with Pam, Kelly, and Ryan. And Kelly is feeding Ryan. Fun fact, I once was at a restaurant in Los Angeles and I watched Britney Spears get fed by her boyfriend, like, the entire meal. It was very, very weird. It was a weird dinner. It was at a private club. Well, not a long story. That's all it was. Now we have a random guy in Michael's room, Party Central. But it's just him. He just rolls right away. Michael rocking his Microsoft Office Hawaiian shirt. Now the cartoonist, Freedom Fries for the table. People always say, don't be edgy. Very weird first date. He looks down her shirt and she buttons it up. Michael, wearing his fun jeans, looking for somebody. Pam says, hey, nice to meet you. I'll let you pick my brain if you bring your illustrations. And it was just a swing and a miss for him as well. Pam, you know, the next time This song's always in my head. All right, so now Jim gets off the escalator or the elevator. And you can hear the song. It's like Girls Gone. It's like a techno version of Girls Gone Wild and a strobe light. And Michael's just sitting there in the dark. And Jim comes in. Am I the first to arrive? People have been filtering in and out. He's pouting, basically. That means Michael packed a strobe light. Oh, Cosmo. I guess Cosmo would have been big at that point from Sex and the City, right? Michael is very clearly jealous of Josh and gives a dig at Jim. And says, look, I didn't transfer because of you. You're a good boss. You're a great boss. Michael says, I'm not better than Josh. And Jim is like, look, I transfer because of him. Michael says, oh, you don't even know. She's single now. Jim says, look, I put it all on the line. Twice. And she said no. It's a great scene. He looks very, very down. Michael says, look, I'll talk to her. But Jim says, nope. I'll talk to her. No. Nope. You should at least talk to Roy. He knows exactly how you're feeling. Jim. Yeah, maybe. Now we have the Hammer Mill guys coming in. Evan Rissman. I can't really catch the first name. And says, hey, now we're friends. Best friends. Michael says, look, some people need dozens of friends to say I'm popular, but not me. I need 3, maybe 2. And when you meet someone special, you'll just know, because a real relationship can't be forced. And Michael says, can you hit the light? Oh, this is a scene with Dwight, and they're using a black light. And he says, whoa, what are all those stains? And I says, blood, urine, or semen. Is it blood, urine, or semen? And Michael says, got it. I hope it's urine. That's a good one. Oh, I hope I didn't wake anybody up there at the end. That's a great one. All right, that's a convention. Episode 2. See you next week for episode 3. Thank you very much for your support. Good night. Sleep tight. And this has been a Great Scott production.